Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our wonderful listeners. We're back with another episode of I Do Declare podcast. And my name is Natalie Lopez. I'll be your host today. And I'm here with our guest, Eric Okai. And he's going to talk about his major, his undergrad major. He's a graduate student, so he'll talk about that. And his involvement in the RISE mentorship program, which he'll talk a little bit about as well. So good morning, Eric. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. Glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you. All right, so let's jump right in. So considering our audience is exploring majors, it's always helpful to know our guests' educational background. What drew you to study sociology and social work now at the master's level?
So my journey to studying social work or sociology, I tried to figure out something that was closely relative to helping other people and understanding them. So I think sociology fit that very, very well. It was about studying like human behavior, human interaction. I mean, those were just some of the things that I found really, really interesting. So I went to community college first. I did that, transferred over to Montclair State University, I think in 2018.
Okay.
And it just continued to meet the needs that I was pursuing.
Good. Okay. So you love learning about people.
Love learning about people.
Got it. Okay. So then what type of students do you think tend to gravitate to this type of major? And what are the common skill sets and common ideals that these students have?
So I think that within social work and sociology, it's people that love to help others. So when you have a natural affinity for talking to people, making conversation and trying to see what's on their plate, see what's on their mind, it just drives people to really just try to understand where they're coming from, how they were raised, what kind of environment they're from. And it just makes you curious about their upbringing. So I think those kind of people gravitate to this field and they want to, again, make a difference and change within themselves and other people.
Definitely. I feel that. And I think that kind of ties in, like sociology, psychology, those type of majors mm-hmm. are people that definitely want to help people, want to learn about people, and want to understand human behavior.
For sure.
That makes sense. And so being a transfer student from community college to Montclair, what are some of the most helpful services and resources you've taken advantage of here?
I think the biggest thing was the student organizations that I was a part of. So in community college, I didn't feel like I fit in that well. I didn't think that there were opportunities for me to really engage. And when I came to Montclair State, again, I was a non-traditional student. So I came at the age, I think, at Montclair State at 25.
Okay.
So I had to fight those thoughts of like, man, I'm too old for this. So I had to challenge those thoughts a lot. When I did that, I was able to connect with so many different students on campus just by going and participating in so many different student organizations. Something I guess acknowledge and name was the Brotherhood / La Hermandad, Leo Leadership Academy, and that's with EOF. I was a fellow for the University College Fellows Program.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, it's too many to name, but I was a part of so many different student organizations, and that really shaped and molded my experience here on this college campus. I think another resource that was really, really well was connecting with my academic advisor in the EOF program. They shaped and molded my whole academic experience. They told me about so many different programs to get involved with. Again, I think just in terms of like social supports, they literally just showed me how to navigate college.
I love that. So you were a super student.
Super student.
Got it. Okay. And so how did any of those programs that you were involved in lead you to the RISE mentorship program that you created?
So I was able to connect with a program called Threads. I think I took that my junior year. Okay. And Threads is a 4-credit course on campus. I think it was like 4-credit class and it was a free electives or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an urban education class, but it had a mentorship component. From doing that course, I ended up teaching the course in my last semester of my senior year.
Nice.
And so gaining that experience, I was able to connect with so many different people. And I believe Dr. Hood heard about me just because of the work that I was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I connected with Dr. Hood. I interviewed for, I think it was for like a desk position or something like that. But I think he had a whole different kind of plan in his mind and wanted to use me in a different way. Dr. Hood is a genius with his work, but he's seen something in me. When the RISE program kicked off, I know that he had a relationship with University High School in Newark, New Jersey. And he wanted to create a connection and bond between Montclair State University High School and another partner organization called Mentor North. They put me on board. I became the director of that program, and it just allowed me to establish myself within the program.
Okay, nice. Can you talk a little bit about just the program overall, and how can students take advantage of the program, and what are the benefits of becoming involved?
So RISE actually stands for Responsibility, Integrity, Service, and Excellence. It's a social emotional learning program. So we have mentors from Montclair State University come on Saturdays from at least 10 to 12 and mentor students at University High School. And the students from university are, I think, from the ages of or the grade levels of freshman to sophomore level. And they really just implement whatever they have learned and received from whether it's their high school experiences or their college level experiences and bring it to the students in order for them to be successful with whatever their needs may be. You can actually apply through the program through either the Instagram link, which is RISE Mentorship, or going on to the page or at Montclair State University. If you search up RISE Mentorship, you should be able to follow the link and click on it to apply. Simple interview. There's requirements in terms of your academic standing, and you just have to have, I think, at least a 2.5 GPA and some type of leadership experience.
Okay. So at montclair.edu, and then you're going to go to, in the search bar, you're going to type in RISE Mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can find the application. So that's awesome. And I love the focus on social emotional learning. I think that's such a critical aspect of student development overall. There's even a big focus on that in younger students as well, starting from kindergarten and preschool. So that's awesome that y'all are doing that. So you talked about this mentorship program and even the mentors that you've had. What do you understand mentorship to be, and why is it important for students?
So mentorship is simply just using your experiences and trying to connect with them with others that may not have that experience. Mentorship is not telling somebody what to do. It's not being a parent. It's not telling them that you should go on this path because I know more than you. That's not what mentorship is. Mentorship is a relationship. It goes back and forth. And as the mentor, you also learn from your mentee. So you have to be open and willing to be able to challenge your thoughts and try to experience new things with that mentee, where you're both able to learn something and gain something from one another. The only difference is just you just have more experience than that individual and you're able to pour into them.
Yeah.
I think just to go more in depth about it, I think within certain communities as well, there's a lack of representation. When you see people, again, in my position where I think I don't see enough people doing this kind of work with social emotional learning, especially Black men,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's very important to do this work and to connect with mentees that look like me or aspire to be in positions that I have and just showing them how they can do it too.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It also reminds me of just the importance of networking too, like building your tribe. Yeah. Mentors are so important in that and connecting you to resources that you may not have known about, right? And representation, just seeing somebody else that looks like you doing what you're doing. So that's awesome. And you're doing amazing work.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And so this podcast's audience is primarily pre-major freshmen and sophomores. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself as a freshman or sophomore?
I think the biggest thing is telling myself to just have fun with the process. When you start learning to love what you do, or even on an education level, it just becomes so natural and easy just to finish off of college. I think I struggle with the part of just like, man, like, this is so boring. But you make that experience. So when you connect with other classmates, whether they're freshmen, sophomore, whatever status they are, you can literally just connect and talk to so many different people within that classroom and create study groups. When you don't understand something, people tend to just sit by themselves and try to figure it out. And whatever you're doing doesn't work for you. So you continue to get frustrated. So when you connect with other people, when you try to, again, have fun with that learning process, it just changes and molds your whole experience.
Definitely. So wise words from our graduate student, Erica Kai. Have fun with the process, okay? Is there any last words that you'd like to add, pieces of advice?
I just want to say just take care of yourself. I think that's one of the biggest things that I can say or suggest. I try to stray away from giving advice, but if I can just, again, just say some suggestions, just make sure you take care of your emotional health, your mental health, your physical health. We tend to neglect these things when we're in these spaces. And we follow the crowd. So be an individual, be open-minded to your own experiences and learn to love what you do. Doing these things will allow you to be a different kind of person, man, woman, whatever you identify as, and you'll be able to open the doors to so many different things. I think another big thing is making sure that you connect with your professors.
Mm-hmm.
Your professors have so many different opportunities for you on this campus and you don't even know about it. So I think that's one of the biggest things that people should be able to do. I was able to teach a 4-credit course as a result of connecting with a professor. I was able to connect with Dr. Hood because of the work and the work ethic I have and just what he heard about me on campus. How you represent yourself is very important.
100%. So take care of yourself and have fun. Those are the wise words we take from this podcast
today. For sure,
today.
For sure.
So that wraps up this episode of I Do Declare. Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us. Thank you to our listeners. And we hope you'll join us for the next one. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.